Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to look into what's going on in the European Union with the supplement market because it could affect the U.S. market. Also, we're going to be talking about hidden fruit. We're going to talk about apples because we got apple season here on the way and the benefits of that. And also, maybe we'll talk about some tonics, right? You ever have one? Well, if you haven't, you might want to check them out because they're really great. And we're going to talk about the benefits of tonics. And we have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, righteous men and women in uniform, always lifting them up in prayer, as well as all of America. And I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face and minding the time, because it grows short. And I did bring my devotional here,
And let me flip to the page that I was going to read to you, because I seem to have lost my spot. Okay. See, this has just been... Okay, here we go. I found it. Okay, so this devotional, if you haven't got one, it's kind of neat. I got one for Mother's Day for my grown children, and you can find this, I think, at Barnes & Noble. But it kind of, it's a synopsis of, you know, some of the paragraphs. And this is a synopsis from Psalms 32, Genesis 3, and John 8. And it goes like this. In closeness to me, you are safe. In the intimacy of my presence, you are energized. No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong. When you sense my nearness, ever since the fall, man has experienced a gaping emptiness that only my presence can fill. I designed you for close communication with your creator. How I enjoy walking in the garden. I enjoyed walking in the garden with Adam and Eve before the evil one deceived them. And when you communicate with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. And this is my way of living in the world through you. Together, we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world. So hope that energizes you, and yeah, get to getting and seeking the Lord's face, find salvation through Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, seems to be a cancer breakthrough. Scientists say they have discovered the smoke detector of cancer tests here. They say simple blood tests can now detect cancer before your symptoms are even noticeable by regular modern medicine studies. So this was developed by a researcher, and this is British science. They've developed this, they call it the smoke detector test, where red blood cells are analyzed under this test. It's a simple test done in a lab, they said. But what it does is they look for mutated blood cells, because that's what cancer does to the blood cell. So it's a test that costs, you know, probably less than $75. And it can even monitor people that may be at high risk of getting cancerous diseases. So the test can tell if... the type of cancer even, and before the symptoms even appear. So there you go. Last but not least, in the quack report, Florida residents being fined for growing vegetables in their yard. Tom Carroll and Hermine Ricketts, they've been cultivating a garden for 17 years in their hometown of Miami Shores. But a new ordinance was passed that restricted vegetable growing, especially in your front or backyard. The couple had to dig up their lush garden, and officials threatened them with a daily fine of $50 if they didn't. So now the residents of Miami Shores are kind of fighting back. They kind of liked having their own homegrown veggies. And so this ordinance is a problem with this new zoning plan that the Legal Eagles have put through. It's a population of 10,000 there, and it's an area located just north of Miami. So here in the South Florida region, people are wanting to cultivate, you know, their own fruits and vegetables for their own table. But according to the, you know, zoning, the new ordinances, it's not to have. The attorneys are saying that it's not your constitutional right to have a garden, apparently. And the judge says that the city has a right to decide what your front yard will look like. How about that? Uh-huh. Okay, and that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about what's going on over in Europe. What we have, really, is a European roundup on natural medicine going on. It's been going on for a while, but it's kind of heating up there. Back in 2010 and 11, we kept you apprised on reports on what the European Union's massive regulations were doing regarding the natural health market there. And in specifically, what was going on with herbal products. Now, at that time, Europe was losing the availability of about 20,000 herbs that the officials declared as unsafe or having insufficient studies to determine their safety. And the restrictions put on the herb industry overseas is really a tantamount to robbing mankind of the benefits of herbs. So companies that are looking to import their herbal products to Europe, what they find is this maze of requirements to get their product approved. So products that passed, products that passed the rigorous maze really contained, and if they did contain any minerals or enzymes, amino acids, or other nutrients that fell above the European Union determined market approved level, well, then it was determined they could not be sold. So there's been this pressure also in the United States to adopt these restrictions that's going on over there in the European Union. So they want the U.S. marketplace to kind of mirror what's going on there. But, you know, and we've also seen some recent issues with the FDA making some changes with regards to the good manufacturing procedures that kind of make people a little nervous of what is going on with the industry. So we're going to take a look and see what Europe's up to and how that might impact your accessibility for herbal products in the U.S. But, you know, this restrictive process is really a 40-year-old plan. The effort to restrict the natural market is not new. And, in fact, Europeans' track record is now 40 years in the making. So the European regulatory agencies that are involved have made getting approval to sell herbal products in their marketplace to be complicated and expensive. Now, for instance, a mid-sized company may elect not to export their products due to the ambiguously worded regulations that could require them to hire an agency that's skilled in maneuvering through the red tape and for the opportunity to seek approval. And such a hire would actually cost the company about $100,000, and there's really no guarantee that the approval would be granted. So all this regulation pushes the price of products higher and higher, pretty much out of the reach of most consumers. So one trend that I've noticed is the regulations have been creeping towards repositioning herbs into the drug category. So, you know, we all think, no, herbs are foods, but they want to change that into drugs. And all this regulation, is that when herbs are considered, you know, not a food source but a drug source, well, then the European Medicines Agency, also known as EMA, well, then it hands manufacturers a whole new set of guidelines. And the Regulatory Affairs Professional Society is reporting that in 2016, the officials of the Good Manufacturing Practice GMPs and Good Distribution Practice and the Inspectors Working Group have all collaborated on a draft of the guidelines to remove the regulatory gaps for foreign importers and products that are made in foreign plants. Some people say, well, that's a good thing, you know, because, you know, what if we get some things from China that aren't so healthy? Right. But you're going to see in a minute. This intended plan really is to become what is referred to as the, quote, global nature of supply, end of quote. So these regulations are so far-reaching that they are referred to in the documents as, quote, internal annex, and affects a business in more ways than just changing a few things on the product label. It impacts the company's quality control systems, the staffing, and also building operations. So here's a quote from NSHerald.com, an overseas news reporting agency, that says, herbal practitioners say it's impossible for most herbal medicines to meet the licensing requirement for safety and quality, which is or similar to those for pharmaceutical drugs, because the cost of testing is outrageously high, and obtaining a license costs $161,000 for one product. Think about it. Let's say you're a manufacturer and you got maybe 100 products. How are you going to afford over $1 million in licensing fees? Yeah? Here's a quote from Michael McIntyre. He's chairman, European Herbal and Traditional Medicine Practitioners Association. He says this: the problem is you can't get a license for many herbal medicines because you can't patent them, and the implications are serious. End of quote. I will say they are serious. And you know what? Nobody seems to be challenging these new laws and guidelines. In the European Union, these laws are passed with relative ease. There have been like 1,500 laws that were submitted in the last 5 years with regard to this particular market, and 80% are passed on the first reading. Can you imagine? If you're familiar with legislative law in the United States, whether it's state legislators or it's federal, you know things don't get passed on the first reading. Things are amended. Things are, you know, abridged. Things are, you know, addendumized and so on before the final draft is approved. But here, you know, 80% of their stuff is passed on the first reading. Well, you know what that means? That means there's no longer any mechanisms in place for public opinion. Yep. So the people of the EU have to understand that laws that affect them are passed in closed negotiations. Laws are put into place and the public has no clue. They have no clue. Therefore, when the European Medication Agency's quality drafting group submitted documents calling herbal extracts, quote, drugs, it required revisions and changes on quality and testing, and there was no objection. No objection. And there were, you know, significant changes made to how these herbs are declared when they get imported, even. So we're told that there are other important changes to come with regard to the way the herbs should be tested and the type of quality allowed in their market. And I've heard from health professionals on both sides of the Atlantic that the lower the quality, the better the chance for getting approved. Did you hear that? Yeah, they don't want anything real potent, you know, in the hands of the public, apparently. So as we reported before, there's an increasing ban on herbal remedies throughout Europe, and there is a growing anxiety that such guidelines are to be implemented globally. Did you hear that, U.S., United States citizens out there? So I think it's a safe to say that the European market brokers don't want natural medicine in the marketplace that competes with pharmaceutical products. Here's a quote from Dr. Rob Verkick. He is with the Alliance for Natural Health regarding the European issue. He says, thousands of people across Europe rely on herbal medicines to improve their quality of life. They don't take them because they're sick. They take them to keep healthy. End of quote. Wow. Yeah, the power to stay healthy is eroding away over there. And they're widening the net. Let me just say this. This was astonishing to me. According to reports from Georgia, overseas, with many producers of fresh herbs in Georgia over there, there has been a 60% decline in the export of fresh herbs to Europe. And they report that the European Economy Ministry is deciding how it wants to handle this market segment. So Georgia may be, you know, handed a, quote, greenhouse plan on how to operate their herb growing business if they want to export their stuff into Europe. According to reports floating about Europe, the European Union is in itself the world's largest market for herbs and spices. You know, they don't have the growing season, that the sun they need, so they import a lot of that stuff. So it's basically this large market's managed by Germany and we're told the United Kingdom, which was kind of a shocker there, and it's expanding its reach. So Europeans are of the opinion that their regulations are the equivalent of ethnic crookery. I like that quote, ethnic crookery. So with regards to imports, some feel the authorities have shown partiality to some countries such as the Netherlands, France, and Spain because of the spices that they import to the European Union. All right, let's look at the European medicines, because the European Medicines Agency has established the need for herbal monographs on herbal products. Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know what a monograph is. It's kind of a standardized, pre-approved recipe for an herbal supplement. Okay, so they have established herbal monographs, and herbal products need to have documents which include an assessment report on the herbal reviews and any data that's relevant for the medicinal use of the herb. So this is kind of the equivalent of having scientific data on the fruits and vegetables before you can eat them. So the monographs are dictated recipes for the herbal preparations based on the European Pharmacopoeia. Now, I checked out the U.S. Pharmacopoeia from the Library of Commerce up there in Washington, D.C., Congress, Library of Congress, I should say. Many years ago, I did that because I wanted to see what kind of herbal preparations were contained in the Pharmacopoeia, because, you know, everybody referred to it as some sort of big authority. And so I looked at it, and the recommendations on the use of herbal ingredients in this thing were so watered down and made so weak that the formulation was useless. And maybe that's the point, right? Having monographs based on the pharmacopoeia so you get worthless crap. Yeah, that's what I think. I'm just saying it like I see it. I suspect the European Pharmacopoeia is kind of the same as the U.S., because most likely the U.S. adopted their version. See? So I think people are beginning to realize that all the documentation and the tests required for herbal products makes the products too expensive to manufacture for any business other than the pharmaceutical industry. So what a way to take over the supplement market than to, you know, make it too difficult for your competition to make a product. See, the historical data, you know, the generation and after hundreds of years of use of herbs, they're saying that's not sufficient. We're told that centuries of use does not qualify as plausible efficiency data. So, you know, where does the experience come in then on a practitioner who has hands-on evidential experience using herbs? It's not evidence. It's not efficiency data. Lord have mercy. Well, here is a quote from Daniel Fabricant. He's the CEO of the National Product Association. He used to work for the FDA in the dietary supplement division. He says, dietary supplements do not claim to cure or mitigate disease and are, in fact, regulated just like other drugs. Supplements require good manufacturing practice guidelines and compliance with the FDA's adverse events reporting and record-keeping requirements, among other things. So people kind of fed up with the type of care that they get from primary physicians that is covered by insurance, and across the board, people are looking for ways to stay healthy on their own, end of quote. So it's like an affront to you and to me that we cannot look after our own health and stay healthy. Regardless of being sick, we're not sick. They don't want you to be able to stay healthy. All right. I know, I'm a little worked up over this, just a little bit. So, you know, this is what I think. I think we should be prepared. People in the U.S. need to be prepared to fight for their right to their herbal products. Already under the oversight of the FDA with the good manufacturing processes, the GMPs, we need to keep an eye on the regulations the FDA wants to change with regard to your supplement industry. And it is your supplement industry. So we need to be aware of any staged media reports that would involve, you know, common nutrition, common herbs. And herbs, you know, have a record of safety that makes really the drug industry jealous. So if your herbal liquids are made properly, they will have a shelf life of at least 10 years. People are amazed at that. And if you have powdered herbs, if you store them properly, 5 years, they'll last 5 years. Okay, so drugs past a 2-year expiration are more toxic than when they didn't expire. Did you know that? You never, ever, ever want to take a chance and use an expired medication, like, you know, an antibiotic or something. That stuff breaks down over time and becomes more toxic than its original formulation. So you could run the risk of, you know, destroying your kidneys taking stuff like that. Now, so I think really we've come to this point where we're bumping up to the time that you're almost getting past the time that we can educate ourselves on herbal medicines, you know, to really know what we should do for ourselves. So if you want to get your feet wet and get, you know, the basics, check out the Power Herbs ebook. That way you'll learn, you know, what herbs remove toxins, boost immune system, reverse snake bites, that kind of stuff, you know. You'll be amazed how powerful herbs can make you. And that is most likely the reason the powers in high places want to remove them from the market or, you know, replace them with, you know, worthless versions. So, you know, for more information, if you want to order your Power Herbs ebook, it's just $14.99, and there's three different formats you can choose from. You go to thepowerherbs.com and check it out there. And or you can call if you want a free product catalog, you want information, or if you want to order some herbal products that are whole food, certified organic. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget, they got money-saving coupons on their website. Now, if you're on the website, you know, take advantage of the free newsletters. They are there. And there's no subscription. They go out each week, and it will empower you with enlightening information, yep, that you can share with family or friends. We need to come together and share information like that, right? It could mean the lives of many. Think about that. Herbs are here for the service of man. Who said that? Do I see any hands out there? Well, that would be your creator. And we all know God can't lie. So it's time we tap into them. It's time we know how to use them. It's time we share that information and help one another. And you know, skip the toxicity. Let's do that. I think medicine's good for trauma, but that's about it. Thepowerherbs.com. It puts the power back in your hands. That's important to remember. All right. I know it's almost time for a break, but we're going to be talking about some tonics today. And we'll see if we get time to cover some other things after we come back from the break. But we are going to be looking into the health benefits of tonic, especially as we move into the winter cold and flu season, which is just around the corner. Taking a break. We'll be right back.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, you are in the bees. I press over the line and the grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough?
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with Salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our extra strength pain relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Stuff there. What do they call that? They merge disco with something else. I can't think of it. But anyway, it's very, very popular with my 20-something children. All right, we're going to be talking about tonics. Oh, techno. Thank you, Frank. That's the term I was looking for. All right, we're going to be talking about tonics. You know, it's a word the powers that be doesn't want us to use, right? So there's a long history regarding herb tonics. So how did that get started? And why were they necessary? Well, every culture seems to have invented its own medicinal tonic and with the goal in mind, obviously, to restore, tone, invigorate, cleanse, promote general well-being. So the tonic ingredients were selected consisting of an assortment of plants, you know, herbs, of course. Whoever it was that said that, you know, the golden age of herbalism was from the 1400s to the 1600s, I think was mistaken. Germany and France never lost sight of their herbal healing roots, as many other cultures have not as well. So we're going to take a look at the pivotal role of herb tonics. So what are the benefits? Well, in many cases, the tonics with the most power contain herbs with what we call adaptogen action. So in other words, the herbs selected will contain compounds that could read your chemical markers and adapt to your need within your human receptors. So it's also important to understand that it would improve the action of other herbs that were in the tonic and help stabilize the metabolism. So the concept of the, quote, adaptogens was supposedly first used by the pharmacologist that was involving some drug trials in 1947. So herbs with the adaptogen capability have been thought to have the ability to help the body fight conditions like cancer. And modern science has been studying herbs to see how they are able to offer this miraculous, miraculous benefit. So they hope it may lead them to some more discoveries, you know, why bacteria is able to adapt and resist their antibiotics. And most of the research on the topic of adaptogen herbs has been carried out in Russia, Korea, and China. However, more study needs to be done, you know, to satisfy the FDA's definition of a cure, you know, to treat or prevent disease using herbs or tonics. However, what scientists do, what they do know is that whatever the mechanism is inside the herbs, which decreases cellular stress on the body, well, that's a big question mark. They definitely want to know. So research has really shown that, for instance, ginseng has the ability, as well as other herbs, to reduce your cellular stress. So here are the scientific and medicinal definitions of adaptogens that cover non-specific remedies. This is from the Photo Medicine 1999 edition by Wilkman and Wagner. It says adaptogens increase resistance to a broad spectrum of harmful factors or stressors of different physical, chemical, and biological natures. So, your immune system has an adaptogen immune system cell. Yeah, absolutely. It's built in. All right. And also they said this, adaptogens are a new class of metabolic regulators of a natural origin, which increase the ability of an organism to adapt to environmental factors and to avoid damage from factors. So, yeah, I mean, it's not really new. It's something God created millennial ago, probably before the stars were in the sky, you know, but science is just now discovering, so they say it's new. Well, the Russians have by far conducted most of the research on the concept of plant adaptogens. 1,500 pharmacological and clinical published studies by the Russians, and their research has boldly stated that adaptogen sources have been described as medicine for healthy people. Wow. So there are a few products today that state the adaptogen benefit. In 1998, the FDA and the European Medicine Agency approved of a monograft on Siberian ginseng root as an adaptogen. Okay, enough research was dug up on that they couldn't avoid it any longer. So the point is, modern science and medicine has difficulty rationalizing the adaptogen mechanism in natural medicine sources. So herbal medicine all over the world has included herbs with adaptogen benefit regardless of what science now discovers or believes. So science may never understand the full benefit of your medicinal plants with their cellular transcription or an adaptogen action. It's sort of like, you know, okay, fruits and vegetables are good for you. Science has to prove that first before it can agree to that. Well, let's look about at the winter months, you know, because in many cases, herb tonics had a common use of being taken either in the spring, you know, after a long winter. You know, spring tonics were a necessity. They used them to refortify the body, give it a nutritional, you know, a push, anything that was missing throughout the long winter. So, you know, winter created a necessity for these herbal tonics. So before the 20th century, the human diet in winter consisted of dried meat, some grains, and root vegetables. Later, we discovered that vegetables quickly lose their vitamins and minerals after they're harvested, so the herb tonics often contain herbs with high nutrients like calcium and iron and vitamin C. So the added benefit to the tonic was that it often cleansed the system while it supplied the needed nutrients. So herbs like nettle, red clover, these herbs would sweep your blood system and help detoxify it. Other herbs like parsley or lobelia would act like diuretics and flush and tone the kidneys. And then, you know, the monks, they love tonics. They do. Up in those monasteries in the mountains, where they're in the Himalayas or wherever they are. Now, the Asian monks love their tonics, and they actually sustain themselves on tonics. They claim that herb tonics take you from disease prevention to optimum health. Yeah. So not only do they prevent disease, they improve your health. They give you optimum health. I think that's a great quote from the monks. The monks are the first to tell you that Western medicine focuses on disease prevention, while their Eastern philosophy to health focuses on longevity, vitality, rejuvenation, and working with the energy your body already has on a physical and spiritual level. So Asian monks love American ginseng. They love astragalus root, because both offer that adaptogen quality, and ginseng is well known as a panax or panacea herb, you know, has many uses. So ginseng has many saponins that are responsible for helping the body with illness. Lots of illness, you need some ginseng, especially if you're coming off a long convalescence, really helps the body, it gets the endurance back. So the Asians understand. Astragalus root offers immune support, can help export toxins out of the body quickly. American ginseng with astragalus root together offer a synergistic effect. They offer stamina to the body, and they reduce fatigue. And patients unlucky enough to be treated with radiation, for instance, like chemotherapy for cancer, they find that astragalus root reduces the negative side effects of the cancer treatments that modern medicine doesn't have really any answers for there. By the way, Answer Cancer Research Center, University of Houston, Texas, confirmed that astragalus root helps patients get through the cancer treatments a lot easier. So what the astragalus root is become known for, it also improves sperm mobility for male fertility. So Asian monks will tell you that use herbal tonics if you want radiant health. That's what they say. They don't need a monograph. They don't need all this, reporting and testing. They just know it works. All right, here's a little history lesson. Herb tonics, it's a very old way that's been used to help the body heal itself. So Hippocrates wrote about herbal tonics. It was part of the traditional Greek medicine. So both Hippocrates and Galen felt that the nutrition in your tonics was a superior approach to healing than therapeutic intervention. So if they were alive today, they would have an assessment, and it would go something like this. If you want something in the superior category, use tonics to build strength, vitality, and health. If you want something in the average category, therapeutic agents to influence your body function. And if you want something inferior, use your toxic drugs. So aside from all the life-saving trauma treatments that modern medicine uses today, it really lacks the ability to cure or prevent disease. So why did medicine lose sight of its traditional holistic, vitalistic properties? Well, why did medicine abandon supporting and building the human system in order to acquire natural resistance in lieu of using stronger and stronger drugs and using evasive surgery? Why did they go that route? Well, the ancient Greeks can answer that. The Greek physicians were very well known for their superb ability to teach people how to care for themselves, to the point that the population became so healthy that the Greek doctors were out of a job. So the Greeks always treated the person and not the disease, and Greek physicians had such a superior reputation in the healing arts that they were usually the first professionals to be taken as captives alive so they could heal the invading army. So inorganic mineral drugs, toxic mercury, and the misuse of botanicals such as opiates, henbane, and belladonna were unfortunately adopted by medicine to offer the illusion of health. So later medicine added, you know, antibiotics, viral drugs, vaccines to their list of disease treatments. Well, you got that right when you hear that they're treating you with disease. How does that sound? Well, the patented greed of the medical profession, you know, has led, you know, to defects in our medical treatments, and it's becoming increasingly more clear with every decade. So medicine's drug therapies turn people into drug addicts or slaves to the drugs and tend to put them in early graves. Yep, it does. Well, let's look at the catalyst. You know, in the 16th century, physician and philosopher Paracelsus, he told his students to combine herbs with liquid catalysts to extract the nutrition from them, making the liquid the living bioavailable matter. So all the nutrition went from the plant into the liquid, and it became more potent than a single plant alone. So history has proved that tonics overall furnish the body with, quote, live whole food vitamins, minerals, plant proteins, flavonoids, and amino acids. So the tonics help revitalize the system with what is called a slow infusion of nutrition, and it removes the cellular stress. So tonics offer a relaxing effect to your organs because it strengthens and tones the entire system, takes the burden off your organs. Now, your vinegar-based tonics are excellent for systems overwhelmed with yeast. They are also good for colds and flu, epidemics, chronic fatigue, immune system weakness, and digestive problems. So the best catalysts for herb tonics, which extract more nutrition, are going to be your vinegar and your alcohol. So glycerin from plants is really not an effective catalyst because it doesn't extract the full spectrum of the plant nutrition, and it leaves the formula weak and incomplete. So some plants have multiple alkaloids, and they have to be captured for optimum benefit, and therefore a catalyst of vinegar and alcohol has to be used to make this a powerful concentrate. So as modern medicine attempts to manage drug-resistant bacteria, they often find that they must resort to other natural sources. For instance, hospitals that cannot stop the spread of staph infections are now using honey. They are also using natural antibacterial agents in the honey to destroy the bad pathogens and none of the healthy flora. Another option is liquid garlic, because it's non-sticky for the same reasons. And mutating versions and bacteria may be immune to antiviral or antibacterial drugs, but they are not immune to the human immune system that is strengthened with natural medicines. So an immune system that is allowed to function and is supported with immune-supporting herbs, it helps the immune system in the following manner. It will improve the neutralization of the infection with antibodies known as killer T cells. It speeds up the removal of pathogen debris, so it removes the disease from the body quickly. It assists the immune system functions such as with fever and flushing out pathogens. It improves sleep, it strengthens, it gives stamina, it improves breathing and circulation, it reduces phlegm or mucus congestion, and it strengthens and speeds the overall healing process. So, it's a strengthening thing. That's what tonics do. They strengthen. So if we remove the knowledge filter that medicine likes to place on things that it can't understand or prove, well, we find that God was truthful when he said herbs are here for the service of man. That's in Psalms 104, verse 14. So we may never understand all the secrets to what God created, but we are comforted that there is natural medicine resources used, and it's been used for thousands of years, that we could benefit from. So I, for one, I tonic it up. I overcome infections. I recover much faster than those on prescriptions. I do. And Apothecary Herbs offers the whole food immune-boosting herbal formulas, and they do have the all-in-one tonic, which is pretty much the bomb if you want to sidestep a lot of flu bugs for the winter months. They do have a nice Nip It in the Bud 3 Amigos pack as well, because it uses the synergistic effect of three herbs. And they do have a straggler's root, echinacea, and they have a pandemic kit and all sorts of neat things to give you power this cold and flu season. And, you know, and shorten the duration of illness if you do tend to catch something, or power up the immune system and just skip it all together. Yeah. Thepowerherbs.com. Never forget that email, that domain address, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. The toll-free number, if you want to catalog, is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. And visit online, thepowerherbs.com, sign up for the newsletters. You'll be glad you did. Completely free, no subscription fee. All right, we got a few minutes. Magical Engineer Frank, I got a few minutes. I'm going to talk about apples. You know, we're getting into fall, big apple season. I mean, there's apple festivals going on in Hickory, North Carolina here, I think. And, you know, people think it, you know, was the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden. But, you know, apples have been a favorite fruit in the ancient Greek writing, the Romans, the Egyptians. People think it was the fruit in the Garden of Eden. But they have traced apples back all the way to the area of the Capsican and the Black Sea area. The average American going to eat about 17 pounds of fresh apples, but Europeans eat 46 pounds a year. Yeah, we need to eat more apples. We do. If you eat an apple a day for a year, you'll lose 10 pounds. If you have 10 pounds, you need to lose. It just helps the body, you know, get rid of the unwanted fat. Well, you know, it does have a cornucopia. Cornucopia of benefits. Apples are great. They're from the rose family. And some, you know, every day apple, you know, is fine. And the apple day keeps the doctor away. Well, if you get an organic one, it still has the nutrition in it. Yeah. Try to eat organic. Apples have usually five seed pockets, and the number of seeds that are in each pocket will tell you how healthy that apple tree was. So when you cut open your core and you start plucking out the seeds, you can tell, wow, this came from a pretty healthy tree. There's lots of apples grown all over the U.S. We have, of course, the Red Delicious. We have the Granny Smith. We have quite a few varieties. There's like 2,500 varieties of apples. And about 100 of them are mainly grown commercially. They're fat-free, they're cholesterol-free, they're sodium-free. They tend to have about 80 calories, 5 grams of fiber. And, you know, the U.S. economy, you know, needs apples. It really does. So October is your National Apple Month. There's like apples are grown in 50 United States here in the U.S. Only 36 states, though, grow them commercially, mostly coming out of New York, Washington State. Some come out of New York and Michigan, Pennsylvania and California and Virginia. And they're, most of them are still picked by hand, which is good. And a lot of them are exported. But you're going to find that, you know, George Washington, he had a hobby of pruning his apple trees. And apples were known by the colonists as the winter banana. So big apple producers in the world are China, Turkey, Poland, Italy, and, of course, the United States. But here are some studies coming out of the Netherlands on your apples. They have more flavonoids and antioxidants than your vitamin C and E by about 50%. Now, Dr. Michael Hertog of the National Institute of Public Health in Bilthoven found that patients that ate apples cut their risk of having a fatal heart attack by 50%. Do you have heart disease in your family tree? Well, I'd say get some organic apples going. Now, this was based on a study of patients that ate a large apple each day. Make sure it's a good size apple. The flavonoids, they said, help prevent plaque from forming, lowered the blood pressure and cholesterol. 1993 USDA study, apples contain boron, which is necessary if you want to have calcium in your system, an uptake of calcium. All right, so some of the folklore, the old folklore remedy, apples are good for diarrhea, they say. According to the French, they say it's good for insomnia, and it's a natural aid to heal damaged skin, apparently. Splash on the skin, apple cider, rejuvenates the skin, helps prevent aging, they say. Ooh. That's cool. I used to, like, you know, my grandmother used to, like, say, rinse your hair with vinegar and make it real shiny. It did. Made it really shiny. So there's really nothing more wonderful than eating a fresh apple. Benefits of all the marvelous nutrition God put in there. But if you have trouble eating healthy, you want to check out the Body Foundation food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. It's a powdered mix you throw into a juice or smoothie. And it covers a wide range of your nutritional needs. But also you're going to find apple pectin in their bowel cleanse product, which is good at toning and soothing the colon and detoxifying it. So you can check out the organ body cleanses and the body food mix at the powerherbs.com website. Or you could call and ask for a free product catalog. The number is toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 and request your catalog and get empowered. That's what it's about. Remove all those toxins that, you know, put you at risk of, you know, disease and dying early. For real. Powerherbs.com. Yeah, and boost your immune system this year so you can stay at work or at school and not miss a thing. And watch the sugar and alcohol. You know, October starts the sugar month all the way through February. This is where your cold and flu season really takes hold, is because we're abusing sugar or we're drinking alcohol that converts to sugar. And it really does undermine our immune system. So if you intend to partake in sugary delights or adult beverages during the holiday season, well, then you better get some immune-boosting herbs. That's all I got to say. You know, one candy bar shuts off the immune system for 8 hours. ThePowerHerbs.com. Gotta go. The information is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.